Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
If a fucking guy, if I was you and a guy asked me to get on top, I would rip his dick off and throw it fucking in an alley. I'm furious.
I would hit a button and have security escort him out, and then he has to go bang a dude now.
100%. 100%.
You want to be a top? Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plug Talk. Just kidding. I'm Trevor Wallace. This is Michael Blass, and we're here with Lily Phillips.
Lily Hi. Phillips, the legend, the icon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks
you're
for
well,
me on.
Man. Thank you,
know,
you so much for coming.
You're a British?
British, yeah.
God, the bruvs. Wait, one thing I noticed, and we shot a YouTube video for someone else's channel, and there was a spot on the bed, and I was like, oh, it looks like semen, and you said it looks like spunk.
Spunk, yeah, yeah. Another common word for semen.
Spunk! Okay.
Okay. That was throwing fucking fires already.
First of all, that was hot of an answer. You know, it was kind of like an AI answer right there. Spunk, another word for semen. I didn't know I had, what is it called when it's a word but it's not a word?
Like Urban Dictionary.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You do. Your voice does sound like the, if you like type in a word and then pronunciation, your voice sounds like when you press play and it pronounces the word.
Well, isn't Americans, it comes from English, the English language. So you guys are kind of like, true. Got the wrong side of it.
No, you say tomato wrong.
You guys
wrong.
Drive on the wrong side of the freeway.
Correct.
So let's be honest.
And you guys use a metric system? What are you, drug dealers? I don't like this. How much tea do you have a day?
Tea?
You know, I don't drink tea.
None?
Tea. No.
Wow.
No.
Isn't that against the law?
I think you're thinking
pretty
of the
much.
Wrong letter. D.
D. Yep. My bad.
So how long, like, how does the orchestrating work? What
the
time do you show up? Who's planning? Who's
are you guys looking to come to the next event? Is that why?
No.
Yeah, I want to be ringside.
Ringside?
We could be Joe
Judicators.
Rogan.
Judicators. Why don't you guys be judicators?
Who?
Judicators.
Jews? How'd you know?
I have to press play.
What's a judicator?
Like, you know, when you do like a world record, you have to have a judicator there to make sure like everything counts. You know, you're doing everything right so it can class as a world record.
Oh, like a clipboard.
Yeah.
Judicators are going to sign up for this, be like, oh, I get to do what? Instead of some idiot stacking like the world's tallest penny tower, this guy's like, I get to do what?
Do you have adjudicators there?
Well, I guess if you're doing the world record, yeah, you kind of have to.
What is the world record? Do you know?
What, as in, what is the world record for like the amount of people fucks
most,
in a day?
Yeah, most, oh, fuck, yeah, most yeah. fucks in a day, yes.
Most fucks in a day. Well, someone's claimed to do 1,057, but I haven't seen any kind of video for it.
And who's this?
This is another OnlyFans girl.
Oh, we're not saying names.
Nah.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, shit.
Is there beef?
Is there beef? Not from my end.
Oh, not from your end.
She's well PR trained.
Wow. Okay. We'll just call her B squared. Is that cool? Can we say that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
B squared.
Yeah, that's funny. You're like, I've heard, but I haven't seen any video.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, at this day and age, you need video evidence.
Well, at mine, that's why I want an adjudicator. So then, like,
she didn't have an adjudicator?
I keep thinking she's calling us Jews, bro.
Sorry.
She is.
Yeah, okay.
Adjudicator.
Jews. I mean, honestly, think about Jews would be the best adjudicators because we're good with math.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and we're good. Just in
Are
general.
Are you a Jew?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Jew. Are you?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
Damn,
oh,
dude. Not, all right.
So if we were standing in line, you'd be like,
no, I fuck Jews.
That's a soundbite.
Ally.
That's a soundbite. motherfucker.
Thank you.
Come on, I fucked you.
Wow, you've done more for our community than Kanye ever has.
God damn it, dude.
So is there a lot of pressure for the first guy in line? What's the ideal line? What's the ideal number to be in line? Do you want to be first, last, middle?
It depends how sick you are.
With like pneumonia or like sick?
No, as in like you're sick in the head.
Oh, because
there are a lot of guys who wants to go last. The last guy like ate me out.
The last guy ate you out.
Yeah,
yeah.
He ate you out. What, yeah. Motherfucker's dead with bird flu right now.
And what number was he?
What number? 100. Number 100.
100.
Yeah. So he wanted his cake and ate it too.
Yeah, hell yeah. They wow. like some of them like to eat the semen.
Who are these people?
No, honestly, like. Them? Where do I find that online? That's probably the problem.
Well, okay, but like what subreddit do you find these?
Yeah, I mean, is it Facebook Marketplace? Where do you find these people?
They're just anyone. Honestly, no, but it's like all ages. All ages welcome. Well, all races
up.
Welcome.
18 and up. There we go.
All races welcome.
All
ages,
11-year-old comes in.
Oh my God, I'd like to play that video game.
So 18
crazy
and up.
Learn about the birds and the bees. What's the oldest guy that's ever been in partaking?
I think
great question.
70s.
70s?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he just throwing back Blue Chews like Flintstone vitamins?
You know, you think it'd be like dust coming out, but trust me, he was giving some of the biggest loads.
So is every guy ejaculating? Yeah. Is every guy okay. spunking, as you say?
Not everyone, sadly.
Is there a time limit? Yeah, you're like, good. All right, you're in, you're out.
An egg
yeah,
timer?
We've got two. We've got two.
How much time?
Two timers?
Well, it depends. When we're doing more of like a gangbang, it's like, you know
how
what?
You said that was so cool. It sounded like a platter. Like you were a waitress. Like, well, we've got the gangbang.
You know, you've got to be respectful of everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to give equal amount of time
to
everyone.
Is it like in, I don't want this, I'm just curious here. Like when we had water fountains in middle school.
Great question.
People would like tap on your back. They would count like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. That's all the water you can get. Are there guys tapping on the other guy's back and be like, you got to wrap this up. Like one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
No, we're not rationing pussy.
Wow.
No.
We're not rationing. So there's no time limit?
No, but these guys, they're like normies. So they come so quickly.
Oh.
Well, how quick?
Some of them like two for us.
Anybody came before they walked in the room?
Good question.
They got too excited?
Not that I know of.
Really? So you just hear a guy in the distance?
I would just get back
I would let
in
him
line.
Go though. Yeah. Huh? Some of them have got back in line.
What?
Like number one couldn't perform, so he was like, I'll come back. So I was like, yeah.
Number one's a lot of pressure. He's kicking it off.
Yeah.
Bro, number one, dude, can you imagine starting that? You spend your whole day, you get on the tube. Hey now, you get on the tube to come to thing, and then you just first in line, and there's everyone's talking, and you're like, hell yeah, I'm the first. I fucking did it. And you can't get hard.
Yeah.
Did you take offense to that? You're like,
well, I was like,
suck.
Am I good at this anymore? But then we got into it, and you know, by number six or seven, I was like, yeah.
Are you back in it? How involved are you on the casting?
Oh, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'll just let my assistant do it. But like genuinely.
Dude, that's a lot of pressure for your assistant.
I don't
Holy
care
shit.
About what they look like though.
You should.
What is?
You should.
So when they walk in the room, is there any angle of like, what the fuck? Where you're like, ooh, okay.
There's definitely some that like I wouldn't choose to fuck.
True.
As in I wouldn't naturally be attracted correct. To them.
You wouldn't see him at the pub and be like, yo, I'm,
yeah,
I'm
taking
some fish
home.
And chips.
Yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Someone laughs.
Fish. So what happens when you walk in and a guy is maybe not conventionally your type?
I'll still fuck him.
Do you close your eyes and think about Trevor?
No. Oh, I'm right. stuck in that, I'm fucking that thing. Probably. Like, I really fancy him because I want to show him a good time.
Right.
You know? That's I'm not trying to make someone feel insecure.
Okay.
And how are they getting hard pre? Are they in line like, giving themselves, are they watching like a live footage, like ring camera footage of what's going on in there, or they're watching like hub stuff?
So at some of the gangbangs, they'll be watching me fuck the other guys and it'll get them hard and things like that.
Right, great.
Whereas if you're talking about the one-on-one sessions,
one-on-ones.
No, I'm the fluffer.
So they come in zero.
Yeah, I'm like, right, take your trousers off, get undressed, get on the bed, and then we start, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why it took like 14 hours.
It took 14 hours for 100 men?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How many bathroom breaks?
What type of lube are you? Oh, go.
How many bathroom breaks?
Bathroom break, probably like one or two.
One bathroom break.
Yeah, I think I only showered like once.
Yeah. So the 70th guy is smelling badussy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, you're talking about you don't want to make somebody insecure. Imagine the dude after you're like, I got a shower after that one.
All right.
Or he's like, I laid it down so much. He's like, well, she's covered.
I think they know what they're coming into, you know? Well,
yeah.
A vagina.
Where, like just a cum bucket.
Where so. do they come in a bucket?
No, oh. I am the bucket.
You are the bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you prefer them do it wherever they want to?
Usually on my face, especially in my vagina. Like, true. You know, if you're having a lot of guys and like, especially if these guys want to go one-on-one, a lot of them don't want other spunk in there.
Yeah. Right? So your IUD is working overtime.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Your IUD needs some Barry Bonds steroids to get through that shit.
It's like TSA during the holidays. That is.
Damn. What type of lube are you using? Just like Crisco?
It was like an oil-based one. But to be honest, I didn't really use lube for a lot of them because a lot of them are small. I'm used to quite big dick.
I have 1,000 questions.
Wait, hold on.
Right. Because you're like a professional. You're like like LeBron James. You're used to dunking with like other NBA players. And these motherfuckers coming in CYO.
Yeah, this is what people don't understand. It's pretty easy because they're all small and spunk really quickly.
SAT question. Yep. It's like how many guys could you think you can make come at once if they're attacking you?
I have a question. Does your assistant ask what their dick size is?
No.
They should.
Yeah, what is the process of applying online look for? Is it just
sending your ID? That's it.
Sorry, I missed
it. Send your ID, make sure you're tested.
How do you make sure they test it?
Well, we'll give them like recommendations for where's like talent tested approved.
You said cunt?
Talent tested.
Talent, okay.
And then they just
talent tested.
Have
what is this, AGT?
We're doing jokes.
Put in Howie Mandel.
I mean, literally, no one's laughing on this side, and it's making me so mad.
But then they just have to show at the door. It's like they have to show that and their ID at the door, and then they can get in.
But literally an airport.
But TSA pre-check. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, maybe we got a lot of visitors.
Yes.
Do they pay to participate?
No.
Free.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's the whole thing of it.
So how do you know that the test is real?
You know what?
What?
Coming from a guy who made a fake vax card, that's a valid question.
Yeah.
Really? No, well, I don't check it personally. It's security, so.
So
out of my hands.
So you say these men are pretty small, which, you know, let's be honest. Big dick dudes ain't waiting around. They're just going to shoot you a DM and be like, what it do? So these guys that are walking in, I mean, what are we talking?
I've had a micropenis.
And how big do you think a micropenis is?
Does he count for one person or is he a half?
Like this big.
Funny.
I couldn't get it in. So
you couldn't get it in?
No.
Wow.
Just sucked on it. It's like a big clip.
What do you do with it? Ring it like a doorbell?
I was just like sucking on it. It's okay. Like a hard nipple.
Did he
like
come?
Like an udder. No.
Like an udder. Goddamn.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Goddamn. So what's the normal size? Like, what do you think a small dick? Obviously the micro thing.
A small dick?
I'm obviously asking for ours.
Probably us. Like 4.
Cool.
As in, I'm just, I think now I'm so used to fucking big dick. Like my pussy's quite loose. So like.
Is that a real stereotype?
I think it is with me personally. Like I couldn't be with someone with a small cock.
Well, don't you think you've always been like that?
I don't know, because my ex-boyfriend used to have a pretty, like, average kind of cock.
And you felt like you would hit the bottom?
Yeah, that was good. But now I'm like, I need more.
Now you can't go back?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm not a size queen. I don't need something massive. I just can't have something small.
But what do you think small is?
Like 3 or 4 inches, probably.
Oh, okay.
But like thin. I'm more about girth.
Girth?
Yeah.
Girth. Everyone in here is like, oh, cool.
Girth matters so much more than size.
I heard.
Wow.
I heard. Good.
The personality over looks.
Girth.
Yeah.
What? Just say the word again.
That's awesome. So do these guys show up all at once or is it staggered? Like, okay, you're 11, you're 11:15, you're 11:30.
It depends. Some of them we've done where it's been like staggered like that. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes that takes a lot of organizing. Yeah, so sometimes right. We just say just fucking show up and if you wait, you wait.
How's wow. parking and you these
take
places?
A, you take a number like,
yeah.
like a deli
yeah,
counter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Shut up.
No, they, I don't.
And you go like, B4!
Yeah,
and
we have
in.
Like little number plates. Like you just give them out.
Wow, cool.
So how do you decide where you are in the line?
Somebody just... First come, first served.
Wow.
Oh, dude, people waiting out there like a Maroon 5 concert.
Hell yeah.
That's odd. Is parking an issue?
Is parking
what a Jewish what? Question. That's my favorite question so far.
You
know,
but like,
holy
but you ever get invited to go somewhere and you're
yes,
like,
yes, of course.
Yeah,
I
it's downtown Los Angeles. There's going to be horrendous parking. I don't know about that.
Oh, you know, when we were in London, like everyone was getting the tube in. I was like asking yeah. people, how did you get here and shit like that.
Okay. Wow. They're riding the tube yeah. to be in someone else's tubes.
Yeah. Wife Fallopian. Dropped me off.
The wife?
Yeah, well, we had one wife and she was like, you need to go to this thing. Like, this looks fucking sick.
So,
wow.
So she sent hold it on.
Her. So,
hold on.
Do they like walk in and like introduce themselves in like an icebreaker? Like, I'm Trevor, my favorite ice cream is pistachio. And rip their trousers off?
Some of them, with the 100, I did that because I wanted them to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But with like more gangbangs and stuff like that, like the other week I did like a 50-man or anal gang.
What did you? Well, no. Don't hold say that, that's normal. Like you just said, the weather. Did you?
Hold on. Let's go to the replay booth. 50 men, all anal?
Yeah.
This sounds like something I would search. And this is 50 all anal?
Yeah, and they were surprisingly big. I don't know. I don't know if it's. I shouldn't say Americans because I didn't do it in America. But.
Yeah. Where was it? We'll bleep it.
It was in.
That's not
that's
America.
Not America.
It's literally not America.
That's
it doesn't what? Count.
I think that's Canada.
Oh yeah.
Well, Canada is America.
Is it really?
S. Trump. Go ahead.
It was in London.
Yes.
Great
and
place.
They
great
were
place
a
to
lot bigger than I thought they'd be, and that was
50 person anal. That just seems kind of like
painful.
Well, yeah. But also, there's so much demand. It's like when everyone's trying to merge into one exit. It's, you know, if you're doing a gangbang, there's mouth, there's vagina, there's ass. But when there's only ass,
no, is
but
it they, only butt?
No, they could fuck me in the face. We did DP as well, so one guy in the pussy and one guy in my ass. But I wanted them to all try my ass because a lot of them were ass virgins. So
oh, virgins. Like orange chicken. You gotta sample the ass.
Like they do at the mall.
Yes.
So wait, how do you cast for this? Like, is there a website?
I think we did it on FetLife. I think that's like a
FetLife?
Website. FetLife?
Oh, I thought it was like for Marines.
That's yeah, awesome. Hell yeah, dude. Ask for America.
FetLife, what is that, a fetish?
FetLife. I think it's like a fetish thing. Someone else organized this for me.
Is there any man, let's say out of the 100, is there any time, or even in the gangbang, we look around and you're like, oh, I'm in love with this man.
Yeah, some of them are hot.
And then do you keep it going after?
No.
Oh.
Mm. It's okay. Work. Do you give them extra butt?
A little extra tension.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, you've got your soft spots for some of them.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of them fuck you a lot better than others. So
right. It's
like
you go to Chipotle and you're having a good hair day, they give you that extra scoop.
Yeah.
Are you giving anybody that extra carne asada?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Do you have to stretch before this?
Yeah.
You have to?
No, oh, hell yeah.
What do you, so the anal warm-up, what was that like? Do you just put like a watermelon in there for a few days to get it like all?
I've got like the biggest butt plug I could find and put that up there for like 24 hours before.
How big, like a Gatorade bottle?
Probably like, it's about that big.
And wow. do you just walk around with that in there?
Yeah. Go to the hairdressers with it in. And then
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
TSA. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
You walk, you just.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
We need to patch you down. Really, Phillips?
Wow, so you just walk around with it?
Yeah.
Has
yeah.
it ever fallen? Is this a dumb question? Has
no,
ever
it doesn't
fallen
fall out?
Okay.
How wide do you think my ass is?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I got a question. You ever recognize anybody in line and be like, you're my principal?
Never. Nothing? No, that's never happened.
You never, nobody's ever was like, no, oh, like, oh, yeah, we were in eighth grade together back in the day.
I worked on your car.
No.
Oh.
But yeah, but with anal, that's the only thing. You can't eat either. So it's.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How what was your first meal out?
What did we have?
After it. In and out?
I can't even remember.
How long do you have to not eat? I forget.
Like 24 hours.
24 hours. Okay. Well, I've asked this question before. I just forget. And then no water, no anything?
No, I drink water.
Water. Notes.
Water. Water. So water, no food, 24 hours.
Yeah.
And good to go.
Yeah, and you're like douching loads before it.
And douching is just water in there?
Yeah.
Is a douche a portable bidet?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm science. So, where was I going with that?
I don't
that?
Think a bidet goes up, does it?
A bidet goes up if you angle it right,
right.
And you want to come.
So, where are these being held at? Houses, Airbnbs?
Good question. Well,
now I can't do Airbnbs because I've been banned off Airbnb. But,
really?
Yeah.
Imagine the person that got that email. Whoa, whose house was that? Did somebody walk in?
You know what? It was fucking like someone online factory. That kept like pestering them. It was like a reporter that kept asking them, like, do you know this girl hold like a gangbang at your Airbnb? So how that got me banned.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how did they figure out it was that Airbnb?
It was like, obviously, there were like clips online of it. And I did mention it was an Airbnb, so that was probably my own fault.
Okay.
But now we're doing them at like swingers clubs and things like that.
Do people become friends in line?
Yes.
Really?
That's awesome. Yeah. Do they become friends and they want to do it together?
Yeah, yeah. And I've had guys that like come back for more gangbangs. So, and like they're returning guests.
Absolutely.
Do you remember them?
Some of them, yeah.
That's you again.
So cool.
Some of them bring me like flowers. Micro dick. And chocolate.
Oh, sweet. That's super nice.
Yeah. They bring you what?
Like flowers and chocolate and things like that.
I mean, it's really, that's what I'm saying. I think I'd fall in love if I was in there.
Yeah.
Also, if I was in line and I was like a little drunk, I would get jealous. I'd be like, who the fuck's this guy behind me? Who's 603 behind me? We don't
this
care about 603.
This big black guy behind you and you're like.
Yeah, well, he can beat my ass. So yeah,
he can go wherever he wants.
But I feel
he
like
can fuck me if he wants.
Like he will.
I know.
But I feel like if I was in there and we just made love afterwards, I would see another guy go in there. But man, I thought we had something. That way, you know, I'm one Don Julio shot deep, being like, so I meant nothing to you.
Yeah, another one.
It's pretty revolutionary. Would you say you're the Mr. Beast of intercourse?
No, but I'd Mrs. like to Yeast? Be. I'd like to be.
I think you.
I'm going to quit. I said Mrs. Yeast.
I didn't know that.
I thought I heard Mrs. Niece. So
no, like, Mrs. Yeast. Because vagina.
That's
I'll fucking
great.
Break this goddamn TV.
No,
half.
That's actually great. Because it's very, it's like I was watching Beast Games where he's, and all these people are forming alliances.
Like 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Maybe like we should do one where it's like, you've all got to stay in the circle till you fuck me.
Yeah,
you can't leave.
Until somebody does it?
It sounds like some MMA shit.
Or like, till you all fuck me.
Well, sometimes you do it where it's like last person to take their hand off a thing loses.
So last person to stop fucking me.
Yes. Yeah.
What about this? What about they all fight?
And it's funny when
and
you
the
lose
winner
you know.
gets to do it.
Yeah, then I'm only fucking one guy.
Oh, right. You want multiple.
But yeah. But like I was watching Beast Games and all these people were like, I'm a 13-year-old who loves
I love it. I love it.
But like everybody's forming alliances and they're like.
It's pretty much like that.
Yeah, they're,
seriously?
But yeah. They're getting eliminated and they're like, no, not 437. I loved him.
Yeah. Some of them really make friends.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I already asked this question. So they make friends like in line and they want to go together?
Yeah.
Is it okay to go together?
There are some guys as well, like chanting. There was a virgin at our last one. Everyone was like clapping when he lost
his
virginity.
He's a virgin?
Yeah.
Did he fuck like a virgin?
Yeah.
You put it in your
he
elbow?
He had a big cock though.
Whoa.
He had a virgin with a big. Huh. I guess that does happen.
Wait, all right.
Yeah. Was he surprised? Was like, were you? Oh, a lot of questions here. Does this might be dumb, but does a virgin know that he has a big dick, or is it
he
like
hasn't heard he has?
I don't know because I guess he has nothing to compare it to.
It's like a guy that lives in like
fleshlight.
Is this a guy that lives in like a remote part of America that can fucking windmill dunk, but no one's told him that he can windmill dunk before? You know?
Yeah.
And then someone goes, dude, you have a 67-inch vertical. And he goes, really? Like, I feel like that's
as
what
well,
it
then
is.
When he comes to these, like, 50-man gangbangs, you can look at all the cocks and,
that's
like, compare.
I mean. He's a whole shit. I'm actually
wow.
The king.
The MVP.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he came super fast.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
We found out he was really good at golf. He's like, dude, you got to play this professionally.
Goddamn. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Goddamn. That's awesome. So when a guy lost his virginity in there, were you any like extra delicate with him, or were you like,
no,
do this?
Oh no, you weren't.
No, don't put it in my ear. To do, but to honest, he was on top, so we're like,
he was on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Progressive.
Yeah,
he was on top.
Did he know what he was doing, or is he just laying?
Was he
there
doing like reverse cowgirl?
Is it in yet? He just pulls out a peg. Like, where do I sit?
He's fucking his own ass. Am I doing this?
He's holding your butt plug. Where does this go? That's fascinating. That. Yeah, that does make sense, though.
That's so cool.
Well, it's like a bonding experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was gangbang or just solo virgin?
This was gangbang.
Yeah. Oh, gangbang.
And
they were
like, so everyone's watching, cheering him on. And hell he, yeah, go on, get it, boy.
And he got hard?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean?
No, not for you. I'm just saying, there's 50 guys watching me going, yeah. I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like,
I can barely pee next to another man in this shared bathroom over here.
Well, I guess you know what you sign up for when you're like, I'm doing a 50-man anal gangbang.
Yeah, so we heard what you prep for. I wonder how these guys prep. They go jerk off in the wild?
Oh, I can tell you some of them don't prep.
Really?
Like, don't shower.
Don't shower?
What do you do?
Like, some of them are stinky.
Yeah, what do you do
if they're
stinky?
Just spit on it a lot.
Spit on a lot?
Yeah, like...
Rinse it off? You shower them right there?
Yeah, you just have Febreze next to you and just spray it on the cock so it can be better.
You know what, though? You kind of come, like, nose blind to all the, like...
You should, like... Cock smell. If you get a massage and sometimes there's, like, a spa after, they're like, oh, you got to rinse off before you go in the spa.
Yeah, I know good. That. I did think about that.
Shower before. Yeah. Shower
it's
before
just,
power.
It's just, like, respectful.
Yeah. I mean, what are these guys coming from, like, a shift at, like, Planet Fitness? Like, why are some of these guys smelling bad?
I don't know.
Why are you going to do a Tough Mudder and then go do a 50-man gangbang to do another Tough Mudder? Everyone laugh. Go ahead.
I think some of them are nervous, though, aren't they?
Yeah, of
And
course.
Some people don't know they smell. It's like kids in school, like, there was always someone who, like, stank, and they don't really know this
right.
thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess you do the nose blind thing. I guess you are, like, you can't really smell... yourself, you can't really. You ever walk into like a house? You're like, bro, what is this? And they go, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you? No. What do you mean? It smells like you killed a panther in here. What the fuck is that?
That's fascinating. So there's got to be some funny stories. What's like the funniest thing that's happened between either a gangbang or out of the 100 guys?
I'm trying to think. I remember this guy like licking spunk up his own spunk off my own face. I thought that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that's up there.
I'm the
what a funny reaction. Yeah.
I was just trying to think like
there's
what
there's not
what
many, that many like funny things.
I mean that's pretty funny though.
Me start like laughing in someone's face when they get their cock out.
Oh, tough.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, God. I was mortified for a second.
There's probably been funny stuff, but you didn't know what happened. Whether it's like a guy in the parking lot giving himself like a pump up speech.
Yeah.
Or a guy like,
oh,
in the
give
lobby.
Them like a prep talk before.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that prep talk look like?
Like, come on, guys. I'm so excited. We're all going to have some fun. You know, be respectful of everyone.
Word.
Stay, you know,
every
hard cocks to the front.
Just like, yeah.
Floppy cocks
yeah.
to the back.
Oh,
what do you mean?
It's like singular, raising the bar.
Like hard cocks the front,
floppy
cocks the back.
Now I'm going to kill myself.
Does that not make sense?
No, hold on, there's so much stimuli. Sorry.
Singular, raising the bar, the harder you are, you're in the front, the softer you are in the back.
I love it.
Put it in the edit.
Put in laughter.
So the hard guy's up front and the soft guy's in the back.
Yeah, because like obviously if there's like 50 guys around you, you want to get the hard ones to the front so you can fuck them first while they can wait to you fucking guys.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I thought we were still, I keep forgetting we're talking about two different scenarios. I kept thinking that you're talking about the 100 guy thing.
Sorry.
And then I'm like, I don't understand. But that makes so much sense.
Yes.
That, yeah, like the guys that are ready to go first, the guys that have floppy.
And how does she feel down there after a day like that? Are we icing it? Are we putting a menthol down there?
The bumhole was a bit sore. Pussy, not so much.
Really? Not so much?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're like,
It's quite surprising. I think because like, you know, when you're doing these shoots with really big guys, I'm used to shooting.
Of course,
like,
I know all about that.
Like yesterday I was fucking Johnny Sins for like an hour and a half. And so it doesn't compare. You know what I mean? It's slightly different.
On a Monday!
I mean, literally, people are waking up having a coffee, going to fucking H&R Block and hating their fucking job, and you're walking in fucking a doctor, sergeant, and a lawyer.
Hell yeah.
And a pizza
Living
boy.
The dream.
That's awesome. An hour and a half?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot different. Like that.
How did it
that
feel like fucking like the king of porn?
It was insane. It was like meeting an idol.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Someone had wanked you a lot. So
what do you say to him? Like, I'm a big fan.
I was more just like ask him about his career and stuff like that. What's led him to this point? He's quite like a very not shy. Just
he
like,
we met him. He's also very reserved.
Internet made him this meme, and he's like, yeah.
Really like it either. No, I don't think the fame. He was like, I want to get less famous. I was like,
no, literally, he was gonna do our show and confirmed, and then at last second was like, I don't really want to do like the Hollywood interviews, and I was like, totally get it.
Yeah.
He's like already so successful.
He just loves fucking girls though. Like he
what a guy. I don't even want it for the fame. I just want it for the puss.
Yeah, he does though. What that's the guy. Thing. He just
put
loves
this guy
fucking.
In office.
Yeah.
So how?
What did he dress up as?
He, you know what? He was nude.
All right. All right.
So we went doing the whole role play thing.
Okay. And then is this the first time you did the intercourse with Johnny Sins?
Yeah, first time.
Was it like? Because I know he's like been in the game for a while and like an icon. Did you feel that experience?
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Did you feel like he's been doing
Did you learn
well?
Anything new?
Did I learn much new? No.
No.
I'm trying to think, did I learn any like life lessons? No.
Okay. But it was like you're in the middle of it. You're like, no wonder this guy's an icon.
Hell yeah.
That move was crazy. He put me in the scorpion backwards.
It was quite
lick.
Intimate sex, to be fair.
Intimate?
Uh-oh. Yeah. And he likes to like look in your eyes while like fucking you. It's not so much like.
And this was for film for like someone's website or this was just for fun?
Yeah, just for OnlyFans.
For his or for yours?
Both.
Mm. Oh, collab.
Collab.
Wow. My bad, I forgot.
Look at us. We all do the same work. We're like, you want to shoot a sketch? You want to collab?
Yeah, it's basically just like them.
That's awesome.
They just share the content.
So what's next? You've conquered a lot. What's 2025 hold?
What? I'm trying to do a skydive while I'm here. Skydive scene? Or skydiving. Yeah.
Steve-O jerked off. Do you know Steve-O from Jackass?
Yeah.
He jerked off while skydiving.
Hell yeah.
So I think the only way to beat that is sucking a guy off while skydiving.
Yeah, the only thing is when you're skydiving, it's like, if you're trying to open your mouth, there's a lot of air, but...
That would go to my head, though. If I saw a girl open her mouth like this big, I'd be like, I'm packing her mouth.
Fuck. I'm not going to fit.
It's a two-part thing because he also has to get hard. Like, imagine he jumps out and he gets soft. You're
this is the thing. It's quite cold up there as well.
Yeah. I think you have to – because I think what Steve-O did is he, like, took himself to the brink and then jumped and then came.
Well, that's what
it's
got
to be that, right?
Yeah, you would have to jump out.
Or even, like,
out,
I don't know, some kind of helping substance.
Helping substance
like Viagra or
right. I think he was hyped up on all that.
Yeah, some people fucking
as well.
Juice their cock with shit.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where did you come up with this idea? Like the initial like 100 guys and like where did that come from? You were like, I gotta up the game type of thing.
Yeah, well, I was just like, I kind of just wanted to do stuff that would be remembered.
Word.
And kind of because obviously. Every porn star does like boy girl, does anal and stuff like that. I was getting
normal
so boring.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And so I was like, why don't I try and do something that's like really unique and like not really been done? And I saw that the world record hadn't been done in like 20 years. And so I was like, bet I'll do that. And then my assistant was like, why don't you just try like 100 first?
Yeah.
And then that's when I was like, I'll just do like a dry run or like a wet run of the thousand. Laugh.
Yes! You get it.
I fucking love
you. You're hired. You're on the show now. You're hired.
Goddamn. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads and grow your business fast.
Goddamn. And that's kind of where it came from. And obviously, to be honest, I didn't realize it'd do as well as it did.
Okay.
Wait, what was the last part?
Like, I didn't realize it would do as well as it did.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I thought, like, it just might be some cool content.
Didn't
just,
some
like,
girl do this in a foreign country, maybe Iraq? Maybe
right.
I am wrong, and she got banned.
Yeah, she was gonna,
no, it was Turkey.
Turkey,
she was planning on doing
gobble,
it.
Gobble, gobble. Oh, she was going to?
Yeah.
And then the government got wind of it, and they're like, lock that pussy up.
Yeah.
Chastity belt.
Wow.
And so it didn't. So how did they get wind of that? They saw one casting call and they're like, no.
I guess when you start promoting online.
I think she was promoting. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So I didn't realize sex was illegal like that though.
In Turkey?
Yeah.
There is a little bit more.
What are they looking up for though? Having a fucking wasp pussy. You know what I mean? Like.
It's a crime.
I think it is a crime to have that wet pussy.
Walking around just loaded up with that wop.
You can't listen. Dude. You can't have an aquatic pussy just walking around. You know?
So what is it like when people see you, whether in an airport or at a restaurant? Are they like, yo, but how do you react to getting recognized? Or are you just smiling away, like, hello?
Hi. Usually people just like want a photo or something like that, or just a chat.
You ever had like a dad and a son combo at a Buffalo Wild Wings? Be like, yo!
We love your work. We're watching together.
We signed up.
I haven't. I've had like couples come up to me though and be like, we watch you and shit like that.
And this is probably a question that might get annoying from your perspective is like, since you did this video, do guys just think they can walk up and be like, ha, me next?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
And you got to be like, no.
But it's more just like as well like security issues because like people can get quite like dangerous with it. That's the only thing.
Well, yeah, they just think that they're like, if this random guy can do it, why can't I? And then they kind of get like defensive out, I imagine.
Yeah.
Do you walk around with security?
No. It was more just like
couple dildos.
If I'm like going out, like getting drunk or like at a party,
someone's
like cornered me before and locked me in a room at a party.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And they say, they're just like, if
they're like, you fucked 100 guys, you're going to fuck me.
That's
not the way to go about it, bud. Just sign up.
What about, hey, how are you? My name's Bill. What the fuck? You
can't start. That's crazy.
That is insane. Can I ask you a very, very generic question, but I'm actually interested. How did you get started in all this whole world?
I was at university and I couldn't fucking work out how to like log on to, it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. Couldn't log on to my like Zoom meeting with university. Okay. I don't know, a lecture.
Great.
And so I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do OnlyFans.
Okay, so that's a massive jump.
Yeah, so the Wi-Fi was down, you're like bringing the firing squad.
Well, I was just like, if I can't fucking log onto a Zoom link, I can't get a degree. So that's when I was like, right. To the point.
So it's your university is the one who teed you up for this.
Yeah, hell
yeah. The university was a fluffer.
Yes, you should talk the next graduation. Because I would imagine financially you're doing quite well. You should talk up there, Rolls Royce behind you, say, listen up, bruvs.
Yeah.
You too. That's all I got. You too, Bono. But it is funny how the university is just steered you in that direction.
Yeah, well,
and you're like, fuck it.
I was just like, I was already thinking about, I was already really into porn. Like, you know, I did this as a hobby before it was work. And
hold on. What do you mean?
Like gangbangs and having a lot of sex.
So you were doing amateur, not paid. Were you filming it or no?
No.
Just doing it because you enjoy.
Gangbangs.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you figure out you like that?
A lot of guys fucked me once and I liked it. Mm. Sorry, I don't know what better way to describe.
No.
How many dudes was that?
That was
only a couple to start off with, and then it like progressed to like about, I think. It was probably like around 10 was like the most I did before.
And how'd they like approach you? Like, hey, what are you doing Friday?
You ever
played Twister?
You know what? It's like going out. Usually like going out, I'll just like find a group of guys and go back with them.
God, that's fascinating.
Can you imagine being one of those guys?
What do you mean?
Some girl's like, hey, I'd like to fuck all of you. And you're like, I mean, I was gonna go back and play COD.
Yeah, I gotta close out my tab. But yeah, I mean, other than that,
you're like, when? What?
So was 50 in this undisclosed location? Was that the most ever? What does 50 guys in a room look like? What is that perspective wise?
It looks like a football team.
It
but
would
white.
Like it would definitely fill up this room. It's actually a lot more than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 50 people is a lot of fucking people. It's like filling up the Yoo-Hoo room.
a comedy club?
A smaller comedy club that has a smaller room that seats, I think 50. So like in our world, that's a good way to like imagine 50 people. I mean, that's.
Is there music playing or is it just the sounds of dudes?
The
going,
sound of clapping.
Oh, wow.
Dude, now that's, instead of a call map, that's the cum app.
There you go. And the neighbors are next door be like, what movie are they watching? God damn, grand finale.
Wow.
How do you prep yourself for this? Like, all right before the dudes come out, are you in there like listening to 8 Mile by Eminem? Are you like hitting some like smelling salts?
You know what? I'm just getting hyped. Like, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. usually like fisting my ass trying to make sure it's all ready and shit like that.
Fisting your ass.
Yeah.
Like a Jeff Dunham puppet.
So you're in there reverse doing this.
Yeah, just making sure like things are wide.
Wow.
And the first how thing do you, I've ever said.
But you ever, the fisting dolls I've like seen, they're kind of shaped like this.
Well, you go in a bit more and then it like slowly.
Hold on. So you start like this?
Start like that and then it's really kind of opens up and then you can kind of get like that.
And then you get in
Mamma
there.
Mamma mia. Yeah.
It's quite wide in there as well. You could probably.
It's like, quite wide in there.
Yeah.
Dang. How does the fecal after?
The fecal.
Yeah. How's it going to the bathroom the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? Well, I take as well like the, what are they called?
Tylenol. Like,
stuff that makes you not shit, like
not shit,
not shit. What's the word? Like you know, not laxatives.
They have that.
Yeah, like if obviously you've got like diarrhea, you can take like tablets to.
Right. I'm dumb as shit. Exactly, like Pepto Bismol,
something like that.
But like an upped version of Pepto.
Yeah.
What is?
Go ahead.
I think this is a question I saw online, and I'm curious because I've seen like a photo of like. What some of these rooms look like. If you were a sommelier, a wine sommelier, somebody pitching the experience, what would you say that room smells like?
Ass. Sweaty ass. Like sex, but like 10 times as worse.
Yeah, grade A, but dussy.
Because sex smell is good.
Really?
But no, sex smell is good, but like, sex smell is, if you go like two notches above sex smell, it's bad. Does that make sense? Like the smell of sex is not inherently bad.
Well, one-on-one I feel like is good. Then you get 50 guys in general.
It's like musky ass sweat.
Even 50 dudes not banging would smell horrendous.
Like think about a locker room of 50, even like-
You would
like,
think about in, that.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Towels off, Russian spa. but even like a YMCA.
Okay.
It smells.
What's a YMCA?
Oh, like a gym.
Yeah.
Just a gym.
Like, can we go on like LA Fitness?
Well, I'm thinking. Planet I was Fitness. Thinking like a worse one than like LA Fitness. Yeah, just like a, like the worst one.
YMCA.
YMCA is awful, but I'm just saying, like 50 people from a YMCA in that locker room, and they leave, and you walk in, it smells awful, and they're not even having sex.
Yeah.
They're just.
I lived in a frat house of 50 guys, and it always smelled horrendous.
Yeah, and that, but to me, it's like
three of us were banging.
Got like so much like. Cum stuffed in my nose and shit like that. Like,
in your nose?
Yeah.
So do you ever sneeze like days after? You're like, oh shit, Roger.
Yeah. So you have the finish on your face.
Mm.
How's the skin routine? Is that like good for it? Is there good vitamins?
I think it is. 'Cause
your skin is glowing.
Oh, thank you. No, I think it is actually Johnny. Good for the skin. I don't know. I get a lot of facials and
in
my skin's
way?
Pretty all right.
So you get the facials?
In spunk facials. Mm.
Spunk facials, do you get like the regular ones too?
No.
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 Okay.
I don't really do much, so probably Spunk,
just help. It's good. I'm going to start trying it.
Yeah.
Finish.
You could.
Have you ever tasted your own Spunk?
Yes.
Once. Yeah.
I've tasted a bunch, and it's good. And
Have you tasted anyone else's?
Good question. I would say...
Hold on.
I would say probably, but I probably just don't know. But I've never
done
it on
purpose.
What do
you mean? They put it in your broccoli cheddar soup?
No, but you know what? There's definitely some weird interactions in when I... You know, when I was single doing weirder stuff, that probably I would assume that a girl maybe had sex with someone else prior to coming to see me. So, and then in that interaction.
Yeah, if you're like fucking a girl like me, you're definitely tasting someone else.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so if in college, I'm doing some weird shit with some girl, there's no way, there is a way, but there is a chance that she had sex with someone else 2 hours before me, no shower, come over, and I'm tasting multiple dudes' semen. But I have tasted my own semen multiple times, and it's I wouldn't say delicious.
It's delectable,
but it's fine.
What would you compare it to? Like a corn chip,
a corn chip.
Frito? I think like kind of like avocado, like kind of like.
Are we talking about the consistency
flavor, but
or
not.
The flavor?
Oh, sorry, flavor.
Oh, we're talking about just flavor.
I don't know both. Mm. You're a sommelier. What does it taste like? Give me the notes.
Consistency, the viscosity.
Whoa.
Yeah, boy. I read sometimes.
Big word.
The viscosity is like puddingy, like a light pudding, like a pudding with a little bit of
water. You should go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it realistically tastes like a bit salty, and that's it.
I don't think it does taste salty. It depends though. Every
guy's
smoke
chamber. How do you know what my semen tastes like?
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm fucking around.
I feel like every guy does taste a little bit different.
Yeah.
You can really tell someone has a bad diet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. When it tastes like sour Skittles, you're like, oh, Jesus, brother.
Hot Wheels.
Have some asparagus.
Fermented is the worst word ever, but I get what you're saying.
Wow.
Fermented kimchi. Is horrible. I like kimchi. Do you not like kimchi?
I love it.
Me too.
Have you smelt it?
Yeah.
Little
not
much.
Good.
Goddamn. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So afterwards, what does the cleanup process look like? Do you burn a bed sheet? Do you hang it up?
Bring
do you frame
in a street
it?
Sweeper.
You know what? I've usually always done it as someone else's, so their problem.
Damn. You just leave?
Well, like if I do it at a swingers club, it's, you know, a cleaner's job.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So you just do all that and it's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. As well, I want to like kind of shower and everything. And, you know, I'll shower at home. So get out of there as quick as possible.
So you get home after doing that, right? And you shower. What's your next move? Do you watch like Friends reruns? Like what do you...
You know, I'm usually editing the content and looking back at it. I'll rewatch it.
Rise and grind.
Wow.
Same way.
Just on Final
Leave
Cut.
The shoot. Yeah,
it takes forever to get through, so... And if I don't do it then I'll just never do it.
And how's the audio? A lot of yelling, a lot of moaning.
Yeah. Vlogs?
Yeah. A lot of like.
Subtitles? Oh, okay. This is interesting.
Uh-oh.
And I hope this is
just say
being correct. Has anybody ever been in line or in a gangbang or an orgy who is visually impaired or deaf?
Oh, definitely. Maybe not.
Definitely.
But like,
dude, a blind guy up in that thing.
There's definitely
Holy
been some
shit.
People who are like pretty retarded.
Like, what do you mean? They're counting your labia? One, two, three.
No, like half
like,
the
do you
people.
You bring protection, and he's like,
yeah.
Half the people at the gangbang were at least autistic.
Well, how they love counting, so they're just like looking at the line. They're like, 901, 903.
How do you know they were a bit autistic?
I think you can kind of tell.
I feel like autistic people have a huge hog, though.
Huge what?
Hog, penis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what was the anal one. They were, because I spoke to a lot of them, to be fair. So, and that's quite fresh in my mind. So I can kind of remember some of the guys.
So what? You were talking to them and they were like counting marbles in their hand? How did you know?
No, you can just tell.
Are you ready to fuck? And he's like, what's your favorite kind of dinosaur?
Can we use any?
Yeah. Some.
Wow, that's so cool.
Wow.
So do you have like a big
disabled fund base?
That's what I'm trying to ask in the nicest way possible.
Probably. I mean, when I went to the AVNs, like a lot of the people there were like definitely
wheeling up to you.
Yeah.
We went to the AVNs.
I want to fuck someone in a wheelchair though. I haven't done that yet.
It's probably pretty easy.
Well, yeah. Where would you find that? Like Six Flags?
Yeah. Disney?
Surely that'd be the place where you don't find it.
I don't know. I was just at Disneyland. There's a lot of mobile vehicles. So I don't know, but we can make. Listen, people. This episode's gonna come out, and I mean, like, holy shit, dude. There's just gonna be people just sending the handicap emojis. You'd be like, do.
Oh yeah, you like good parking. You like good parking.
No, but I want to. Like, you know, I want to get all ages, all races, all abilities.
So what's one type of person you haven't been?
You're trying to collect them like Pokemon cards.
God damn, Infinity Stones.
I want to see who fucks the best. Disabled or able people.
A disabled.
Mr. Beast. We have one able-bodied person over here.
Yeah. It's like when they try and like get, you know, when he does the 100 people and it's like, I'm going to get 100 people to see again.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to get 100. People that can't see to come again.
Has there ever been a blind guy in there?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. Anybody missing any body parts, limbs?
I'm pretty sure I fucked someone who didn't have a finger. To be honest, it's not that the people aren't that memorable.
Did they lose it inside of you, or did they come?
That'd be a fun joke. Where he's like, "Whoa, lost my finger!
Whoa, what's in there?"
And you're actually like, "What the fuck? Got your nose." So nobody. What is? Oh, so it's kind of like almost. you're getting a nice sample size of a certain city or group. Have you noticed that, like, out of the 100 men, the best, what is the best guy fuck kind of usually look like? Does he usually have a mustache?
Black guy?
Big okay, guy. Yeah.
That answer was too fast.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Okay, so.
why? Walk me through why.
Just a bigger piece. I don't know.
Do they always know what they're doing with it? Because I feel like if I had a baby, they gotta be confused. Like, you give me a gun, I don't know what to do with it. I'm like, freeze, I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah, if I had a big dick, I just would sit on my back and go, you know what to do.
The problem. Some people with big dicks think because they've got a big dick, then they're good at fucking, and that's not true.
Right.
Correct. And people with normal sized penises know what they're doing.
Yeah, because they put in the work.
Yeah, you gotta learn.
Yeah, because they're like, you know, I gotta make up for this shit.
You gotta prove.
Exactly.
You gotta prove that the Camry can really go 0-60. Yeah.
I can't dunk, but watch this 3-pointer I got.
It's really funny to have a massive dick and just like, you don't know what you're doing. You're like, shit, you know what it is. And then you're like, oh, do the thing. You're like, nah.
Having a big dick and coming really fast is so funny to me. Hey, you know.
It makes sense.
Have you found that guys with smaller penises come faster or guys with bigger penises come faster? Or is it sort of all over the place?
No, it's all over the place. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's the most surprising thing that you've taken away where you're like, oh, wow, I didn't think about that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's not really like any correlation with anyone or anything like that.
Okay. Mm. Has there been, I also just think that your overall name and your awareness is now like global. Has there been anybody that slid in the DMs that you've been shocked by?
Good question.
And you don't have to answer that. And we can,
you know, I always out the people. So like,
good. Oh fuck.
Good. Yeah. Go ahead.
So then, no, but then I don't get anyone. Cause like, I feel like people know I out them. Yeah.
Okay. So,
like, if I fuck someone, I'm talking about it. So.
No. Word. But no, but has anyone
good slid- or bad?
Yeah.
Has anyone slid in the DMs recently that you're like, oh, wow, this is so cool? Like Mark Zuckerberg or someone?
Zuck's being
not looking. Yet.
Zuck looking.
No?
Zuck.
No, not yet. Not someone who I'm impressed with.
Oh, okay.
People, like, you usually get like football players and like things
that's
like
what,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Any of those guys?
I'm trying to think. I don't know football players.
Ooh.
I don't really know their names.
They're football soccer.
Oh, right. Oh, what about any... Any
Ronaldo.
Football, yeah. Any of the soccer players. Or you know what I'm saying.
No one who I know.
Hmm.
Okay.
Some of my assistants have been like, oh, that's someone who plays for like Liverpool or something like that.
Liverpool.
But I don't really.
Some light.
Yeah.
How big's the team we got? How many assistants we're working with?
Probably about 12.
12 assistants?
What, are this a gangbang? That's crazy. 12?
Your invoice is a gangbang. That's crazy.
Shit. 12 people? That's at least 3 Ubers.
Yeah, it's pretty big team. Especially when we do these gangbangs, I have to have like about 4 or 5 of my team there because I've got to have like one on security on the door, one security looking after me, and then I've got to have like girls who are like doing all the paperwork for the guys and like making sure everyone's okay, taking photos of their IDs. It's, you know, it's a lot more like logistics than people
I
realize.
I mean, wow, 12.
I was trying to think about just like, you know, I've had some birthday parties in the past and like even getting like 14 people there is like pretty hard. So to get like 100 horny men is like, that's a lot of organizing.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
but here's the difference. To get 100 men and you have vagina at the end of the rainbow, motherfuckers are going to be on time
they
wearing
don't know
a tuxedo
that at my party.
And a cummerbund.
They don't know that at my party.
That's true.
I had pizza one year.
That
a deep dish. You could dick one of those down. But but it is a lot of work. And I film a lot of sketches and getting actors and all the camera guys and the sound guy at once and the time, it's a lot of production
Tell
going
me
into
about
it.
It.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just want to be funny.
Hell
That's all
yeah.
I care about.
Hell yeah. No, yeah.
And I'm not even banging anyone.
I love
you
that.
You should.
Yeah.
You'd have people get on there on time.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe next time offer a bit of pussy and then they'll be there.
Good.
Are there any snacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What type of snacks?
What
Sun chips?
What's the waiting room look like of a Lily Phillips
scene? Yeah.
I personally don't get to see that side of it.
Oh,
But my assistant's more so. It's just like pastries. We got like a big
crushing
Greg's
Danish
order
and
in.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Crazy, dude. Yeah.
Do you know how many guys like lives you're making? Dude, you're just a make-a-wish factory for some of these guys. Like their lives are made after this.
Wow.
They go back to Boost Mobile after and they're like, what a day.
Oh, yeah. Dude, people autism is just fucking a croissant. Like, that's not my pussy, dude.
Well, that one we might. But does anybody stop by on their lunch break?
You know, I usually do them on like Saturdays and Sundays just to make sure everyone can turn
church
in.
Services.
Yeah, yeah. On the holy day of the week.
So I have a question. So in our line of work, sometimes we're doing shows around town. We have multiple shows to get to. Sometimes we like ask comics like, hey, we have like time slots. We go, hey, can I go before you, man? Yeah. I'm late, whatever. Do you think that happens? Like guys like, bro,
definitely.
I got to get back to my wife. Like, can I jump the line?
Blah, definitely. Blah, blah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Wow. One time I did see a bit of a tiff going on. Because really? This guy was like, no, I'm going next. And he was like, no, you've already been. And like, it was a bit of a...
You've already been. I feel that though. Like when somebody gets seconds, when people are still in line for like a buffet, you're like, you're an insane person. You're already getting crab legs.
Yeah.
Get in the back.
Greedy.
Yeah. So how many guys finish and then just get right back in line?
Quite a few. Especially if we're at a gangbang, like we're there for hours.
If a guy comes in like 10 seconds in a gangbang, what does he do? Does he leave the room? Does he stay? Does he watch?
They can leave if they want.
What does he do?
But a lot of the guys will come 3-4 times.
Who are these people and why don't they have jobs?
Have you ever slipped trying to get up?
But this is their like Saturday, Sunday activity. When these people are autistic, they haven't got much on, so... Like,
watch football! No, I'm joking. But like, wow, they come 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to talk to one of those guys and be like, what are you doing after that? You just go home and eat spaghetti?
You won.
He's probably going back to his mom's house, like...
Holy shit.
Sleeping in the basement.
Wow. And she's like, where were you? He's like, Equinox. That's awesome. Because we always talk about how embarrassing it is if like you come first in a gangbang. Like, what do? Do you just like Irish goodbye? Do you slowly back away and be like, I got to go pay for parking?
It's really up to you. We're not going to like hold you there. You can leave if you want, but a lot of the guys will just stay.
In my head, I have a lot of anxiety. I feel like everybody would stop and turn and be like, this pussy came too quick.
Yeah, me too.
No, but people are coming like all the time. Like you've got... You know, people will do double, triple cum shots on you. So, like, it's not like you're getting singled out. Like, this guy can't fuck because, like, we'll get fucked.
Are you wearing goggles?
No. No, and this is the thing that pisses me off because I always say, please don't come in my eye.
Well, how do you?
They always come in my eye.
You can never aim.
You can't.
You can try.
It's annoying, but at least, like, try for maybe, like, the cheek or the neck. Yeah. Some people will purposely go in your eye.
You need to wear, like, what they wear in suntan, like, beds.
Yeah.
The red ones.
They look like you're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
God damn.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Has anybody reached out to sponsor one of these? It's a
not
great
as
opportunity.
Of, yeah, yeah.
Bounty? Bounty's never reached out
Bounty?
To you.
Shit.
Like,
paper towel, paper towels. The quicker picker upper.
Oh, no, we had a lube company.
Did he?
Yeah, I can't remember.
But imagine a sponsor, like if Bounty or paper towel, like what a commercial. It's like your face, you're like, long day at work. Not anymore.
Yeah, especially because you look like a Nazi, like cream donut by the end of it.
I'm so hungry.
What?
She said you look like a cream donut after.
Like, oh, so you look like the pastries that are in the lobby.
Yeah, you're like
lobby.
Glazed as fuck. God.
Do you ever find it like 3 days later, like, there's in here?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Find things. One time I found a condom like a couple of days later up in my pussy.
You found it in there?
Yeah.
Like loose car keys?
That was after fucking the like 101 guys. Yeah, some bastard must have lost the condom inside me.
Oh, so what
dead.
Happens if the condom breaks for this? Or they're all tested, so I guess you're obviously...
Yeah, yeah. But better. Like, and obviously I'm on birth control.
I would hope.
Yeah, but a lot of them
finding
are big
the
enough
father
the
would be,
too.
That's a Beast Games episode.
Yeah, this is what bang. I think all the time. Like, imagine if I got pregnant, it'd be like a bit of a guesswork as to if it'd come out black or white.
Literally a Netflix documentary waiting to happen.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, that's so fun. Yeah, you have a bunch of like pins and
yarn. Yeah, and then
you put on a detective hat.
The baby's out there like, yeah, which one is my dad?
Yeah.
Nothing fun. But you could get a condom sponsor really easy. Do they take one like out of the bowl right before they go in?
Yeah, we give them out.
There's a bowl.
You do or you
bowl,
don't?
Bowl.
They bring
or,
their own or?
No. We've got like loads ourselves. So a bowl or my assistants will give them out.
Do you have a condom? Oh, sorry.
What type of condom do you prefer? Because you can't be using these Plan B ones or the birth control ones.
Feel
Planned Parenthood.
Feel more.
Planned Parenthood. Ribbed.
Ribbed? A thousand ribs? What is this, McDonald's?
God damn, dude, you start a fucking fire in there?
Ribs would be crazy.
So that's just right, just straight
Direct.
Up. Direct. Direct, okay.
Like, they should sponsor.
I'll try and honestly get the cheapest because I'm buying them in bulk, so we're thinking about, you know, company and, yeah, like, profits. So.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but a sponsor would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would love a sponsor that had nothing to do with it. Like, yeah, sponsored by Foreman Grill. Like, Fritos. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Mountain Dew. Dude, Red Bull. Dog, Red Bull would sponsor you.
Yeah.
Just
doesn't,
a Red
doesn't
Bull.
Doesn't Red Bull make you, like, really shit, though?
Yeah, you shouldn't caffeine. Drink it. You shouldn't, yeah, drink it. Caffeine. But the guys should. Should drink it.
Maybe what's some
Red
ones
Bull
that you
gives
guys
your
have?
Big
the,
wings.
The blue ones. Powerade or?
Powerade be great. Gatorade, thirst, Gatorade. Quench your thirst.
Yeah, quench your thirst.
What do these guys do after they leave? Do they like hang out and smoke cigarettes together and be like, oh, what position do you do? Oh, what position do you do? Or is it one?
No, we do all. Usually, you know, a lot of the time I fucking got on top.
Shut
up. Yeah, because usually I ask, I'll say like, what
the
position do you want to do?
Audacity.
I know.
Wild.
100 guys, yeah, and it's like, can you go on top?
Like most of them I got on top.
Dude, that's like—
You do have really good legs, so you have good power.
Thank Bro,
you.
That's like having a mom that's a chef, and then she comes home and she's a single mom, and the kids go, make food for me. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's
You make
crazy.
A grilled cheese, you fucking idiot. I gotta be a chef and make your food. If a fucking guy, if I was you and a guy asked me to get on top, I would rip his dick off and throw it fucking in an alley. I'm furious.
I would hit a button and have security escort him out, and then he has to go bang a dude now.
100%. 100%.
You wanna be a top? Here you go.
Yeah, go fuck one of these football players into my DMs. I'm so mad. That's
In my head, I thought it was just like, these guys, like.
Me sat there like that.
Yeah. But you're very like for the people. You're like a people pleaser.
Yeah,
Morgan
yeah.
and Morgan.
But you're for the people in the sense of like, they walk in, hey, what's your name? What position? Like, this
yeah,
is a jumbo
charity
juice.
Work,
a, but like, I thought if I was you and you're a better person than I am, I would be in there and be like, this is the position. 1, 2, 3, next. 1, 2, 3, next.
Yeah.
No, I want to show them all a good time, especially some of them have traveled far. Like, when I did the one in London, people come from Florida.
Florida?
Yeah, Florida. People
you fucked a guy from Florida?
Yeah, I saw two.
Oh my God.
Well, you've been tested? People have the passport for the puss. That's crazy. That's Florida, like, imagine landing in London and like, hey, bro, what are you doing in what are you doing in our country? Like, Lily Phillips is like, all right, bro, I was there yesterday. Have fun, mate.
I'll see you there.
On the gap. That is, what's the farthest somebody's traveled to be a part of a video of yours? Florida to London?
Florida's a bomb.
Yeah, when
you,
I, well,
see how far
I,
that is?
When I did one, someone had come from Germany. Yeah.
From Germany?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, listen.
It's kind of a,
yeah,
it's a good reason to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to like see the world and also, see the inside of me.
That's another world.
Yeah.
4,300 miles.
Eighth wonder of the world.
What am I going to do with that information? Flight time, you fuck. 4,300 miles.
4,300
miles. Give it to the guy that's in the waiting room of her.
4,300 miles.
8 hours.
What is it?
8 hours, 30
eight,
minutes.
8 hours
Dude,
and 30
when
minutes.
When was the last time you did an 8 hour flight that you were like, imagine this guy's just sitting on a flight, just raw dogging it, just smiling the entire time. Like, just so excited.
Oh, yeah.
That flight home is going to be
exactly.
Awesome.
And then that's why I want to show them a good time. So, you know, I'm
you're
pulling
pleaser.
Up all the stops.
You're,
you, listen, you are a people pleaser. We are different people because if I'm doing all that, bitch. Put your dick in me and go away. Like, you're nice. I would not be nice. I would just be like, dude, you're like, they would just walk in and I would say, you're welcome. Come yeah. now.
I would get a blow-up doll, put a photo of my face on flashlight right here and be like, that's me. And do you take breaks in between?
No.
No?
No.
No water
get,
breaks?
You don't get hungry?
I'll have like, well, when the guys come in and out, when they're like dabbing up.
They dab on the way in
yeah.
and out?
That's awesome. Do they ever trade notes? Like, yo, she likes this.
I don't know because I'm not in that.
Do they
area.
Ever like hit dicks like lightsabers? Be like, yo, have fun in there.
Most likely. So I think some of them have got like being with other guys as well.
They what?
Some of them will like being with other guys. Like request. Like enjoy the fact that like other guys are coming in me and other guys are like sucking me off and coming on my face. So like
I feel like you have to, right? Like I feel like you have to be a guy who sort of enjoys that because that's what you're signing up for, right?
Not at the ones where we're doing like one on one. Some of them are like down.
Hood down.
Yeah, like hold down, like don't talk to anyone
what the
kind of
fuck?
Thing.
You and fucking then, missed a robot?
And then when they are in the room, do they take it off? Is it like some of these men gotta be scary looking?
Well,
like,
just say you get your cock out. So they can choose to do with what with that information.
So aggressive.
Yeah, that's
get
crazy.
Your cock out.
Yeah, it's like robbing the guy. Get your cock out.
He stands up. Exactly.
Put it in. Yeah, I'm not a very social person. I feel like I wouldn't talk to anybody.
This is my issue. Like next time I'm not saying a peep to anyone because that's the part that I don't enjoy talking to everyone.
Yeah, no.
The small talk, like having the same conversation is exhausting. Just get in and let me suck and fuck you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That checks out.
That checks out.
I agree. Well, because there's a, where are you coming from? Oh,
yeah, exactly. It's like a meet and greet then.
Well, it's definitely some meet
and
greet.
It's a meet and beat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a meet and beat.
Meet and jeep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's like maybe the assistant primes that, oh, where are you coming from? You having fun?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, that way
yeah.
All right, Liz, ready for you. Are you ready? And action. And
yeah.
Then he runs in. And how far is the walk distance between the door
like
to where
just
you
a
are?
Hallway.
Yeah. Do they touch anything like they do in like football games? Sometimes they like touch the ceiling.
Like ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Has anyone ever cried tears of joy?
No.
Has anyone cried tears of tears?
Probably.
Yeah.
Definitely like imagine the post-nut clarity on that.
Yeah. You come to, you're like, fuck, I do live in my mom's basement. All right. Question. Have you ever enjoyed it? I know that you enjoyed it in a global sense, but have you ever come? Be like, oh shit, that's a spot, keep going type of thing?
No.
Cool.
Wow. 100 dudes.
Do you go?
It takes me quite a lot to come though. I'm not
really?
Just, not, yeah. Not
but
just
like a session with Mr. Johnny Sins, that'll get you there, or no?
He didn't make me come, no.
He didn't make you come?
No.
What are you, a Rubik's Cube?
What the hell?
It takes me a lot to come, like I'm very, very rare for me to like come.
What usually does it? Stimulation, or it's not penetration, or?
Someone like licking me out and fingering me at the same time. That always does it. Or fingering. Fingering's so underrated.
Oh, I'll be fingering.
Yeah.
I like a good fingering.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I miss when we just used to finger and hand jobs? That was so good.
Thank
Back
you.
In
I've been
the
saying
day.
So fucking years, dude.
Go to a drive-in movie theater.
Underrated,
get
bro.
Jerked
yeah.
off.
I love it. Yeah.
I love that time in my life where like you just do bits. You wouldn't like, you wouldn't
yeah,
fuck anyone.
Dude, that's why, if I'm like a dry humping, my girlfriend, I can't do it for long because I will.
Yeah,
come
that is horny.
Quick,
yeah,
dog,
that,
because that's like the
yeah.
When you were in sixth grade, that's all. That's,
yeah,
you're like, oh god, this
the
is
gyration.
The
denim on dick
kissing
action.
As well is like so underrated.
What was it?
Yeah.
And I won't do any kissing at this, things like this.
Yeah, I don't think.
Would they try? And you gotta make
no. I'll say before like no kissing.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can kiss.
No, you get really ill. That's why I don't think
pneumonia.
That's like healthy.
Yeah.
Be kissing that many
yeah,
people.
I mean, that's how COVID would start again.
Yeah. The plague's back.
We better ask a question over there, all gooned up in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it is so silent on this side. It's crazy.
They're just watching.
Everyone's just taking
they're on the cook chair.
Yeah.
Lily said she liked fingering, and we all know that Trevor can't really finger, so maybe
well,
she could
what
teach
do
you.
Mean?
You can't finger. What do you
nah,
mean?
No, he's. Listen, well, you can jump
back
in.
At least biting down his nails, like getting them ready.
Yeah, but sometimes I think about that. Like, if my nails are too long, like, you don't want to go in there with, like, a little, like, pocket knife, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Little,
I think the beginning of this pod, I think Trev had.
Many moons ago.
Yeah,
many
moons
ago.
He didn't know how to. I think he's way better now, but can you show maybe your finger technique and maybe Lily can
yeah,
tell
man,
you?
Yeah, man, that's something I. Yeah. Yeah, you guys want that in 4K? You want me fucking
yeah.
finger blast?
Which
some
fingers
air?
Do you use? Do you use these two or
I go,
these two?
I go the inner two, so I'm kind of throwing up a fucking hell yeah, but reverse.
Yeah.
Here. I'm here.
But then these guys are like yeah. just stopping you. These
now,
are like,
they,
be like go get a job.
There's the pussy lips.
Who? Where?
So like these are the this is the pocket for the pussy lips.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like then.
Yeah.
Hold on. But, do that again.
No, but I will say to your point, that's exactly what happens. Is you get these fingers, it starts to hurt. Because
what do you do?
Like,
which one do you do?
I do this because like there's no
okay,
fingers.
Okay, what are you a Boy stuck. Scout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is Girl Scout, isn't it?
Well, now the joke's illegal.
All right, we also have some audience write-ins. You guys asked a lot of questions.
Wait, why can't you finger?
years ago, I had a girlfriend, and she told me, she's like, can you like look up how to do it? And I'd be like, what? Yeah, We're not together anymore. Very nice lady though. But I was like, can't you just show me? And she's like, that's embarrassing to show my boyfriend how to do it at the time. And then so there was a running joke. We had Lisa Ann on back, one of the goats. She was like showing me how to do it on a grapefruit. So I'm up here and I just kind of do a little bit of, you know, whatever.
I don't think it even takes a lot. Like, you don't even have to be like.
No. You don't even have to be there.
I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem though. You see porn sometimes and you see these guys and then you think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hot wine and it's Miata. Not,
it's yeah. Fake news.
Fake news. All the rabbit shit is awful.
Yeah.
You learn more with each time, you know.
Yeah. With each pussy.
Yeah.
With each pussy, you learn something new. It's like going to college and then Zoom doesn't work and then you start fucking 100 guys. Are there questions?
Yeah, the audience wants to ask you, Lily, some questions. They ask, what were you doing before the cum walk?
What was I getting spunked on?
Was it more than, is it just one person? Or
two, but the guy who spunked on me, his name's Pastor Matt, he's amazing, but he
What's
lives
his
up.
Name?
Plaster Matt.
Oh, they said so, Pastor. I was like, wow.
Checks out for me.
But he really lives up to the name. He has a massive cum shot. Like it's so impressive. It's about like five guys worth of
load
cum.
Load boost. So five guys.
Really thick.
Those burgers.
Yeah, dude. In and out. And so look at that Arrowhead bottle water. Not an ad. How much could it fill up?
Honestly, like
yes.
But it's like so thick. I'll show you the video. It looks like
icing. What
is he?
Just birthday cake icing?
I don't know. Because I was like, how did you find this out? He was like, I don't know. Just an ex-girlfriend told him.
That he did it a lot.
And like they're huge. It's so impressive.
What's his name? Plaster Matt. Plaster a Matt.
Does he have like recoil when he shoots? He's like,
yeah, he fucks drywall up.
I don't know, but they both like joint came on my face.
And then
and like his looks just so like inferior to Plaster Matt.
Yeah, it looked like you had like a mask on.
Yeah. Honestly, it was great. And then
you just took a lap around the block and then you're like,
Yeah.
Was anybody like, wow, and pineapple?
No one said anything.
No one said it? No
I think
like,
that's English people just being like,
did you know that?
Polite. I think it looks like a face mask. I think that's just English people being polite.
You could literally go on a plane with that and they'd be like, what is that? Sephora?
Yeah.
Plaster.
Yeah.
So I'm so dumb and stupid. His name is Plaster O who?
Matt.
Plaster O Matt.
Plaster Matt.
Plaster
Matt. Yeah.
Oh, Matt. His last name
Plaster
is
Matt.
We might need you to type it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plaster Matt.
I'll see it. No, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, I just want
to. This whole thing.
Do you want me to show you
shots?
Now or I'll show you after?
Yeah, you can show him now.
This fucking guy. Jesus Christ. Jack across the room. Yeah. Jack, what number were you in line?
Would you guys ever queue up for pussy?
Sure.
No, I have friends. I'm joking.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking. We're doing jokes. Someone's laughing. I feel bad. damn it, dude.
What was I going to say? Have you ever ran into somebody who was in line later in life? Like in an airport? Like, yo, you remember me?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever ran into somebody?
Nah. At the convention, there was a few guys who lined up to say hello who had already fucked.
That's
damn.
Fun.
They hit to the front. They're like, hold on. This line sucks compared to the last one I was in.
All right, here's another question. Yep. Did you do anything special for number 69?
Oh,
that's a really good question.
No, because I wasn't counting.
Mm. There's not like a big like digital sign.
Yeah, I would need that.
I would have that.
I would need a shot clock.
Yeah.
Shot clock.
You know, I didn't want to know because I think when someone was like, oh, you're at 40, that was like a scary point because it was like, I'm like 6 hours deep into this or 5 hours deep into this and I'm only at 40.
What time of day did it start at?
9 a.m.
That's early.
God, yeah. You have a breakfast burrito and then just take 100 dicks?
Yeah, and I'm not even a morning sex person, but we still had to start early.
And what time do you end at? You said it was 14 hours?
I think 11 p.m. or something like that.
Wow.
Damn, by the time you're done, that guy from Florida was home.
Wow. From 9 to 11. Holy shit.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
That's a long
day. Long day at work.
Wow. Oh, all right.
God. Long day for riding.
I can't.
To say go on top is crazy.
I'm literally
that
mad.
Should be like in your rules. It's like no kissing, no requesting.
Yeah,
being on top.
That's the thing. My legs were more sore than my pussy.
Yeah, I get it.
Wow,
I get it. So did you do any like going to the gym a bunch like prior to get your like?
No, but I do it for work, so I do it like most days.
Oh, so you're okay. Wow. Okay, cool. Any other questions?
Yeah, they want to know what is your favorite position.
Good.
I am a cowgirl lover. Not for 14 hours straight.
Yeah.
But definitely. I like cowgirl, but the guy fucks from the bottom. That's the MVP.
Cowgirl, but the guy fucks from
the bottom. Yeah, so you're
bottom.
On top.
Yeah, but the guy.
But you're not doing it, the guy.
But the guy is like.
The guy.
Oh, he's the horse.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He's the horse.
Yeah.
Equestrian.
I have a question for you.
Do anything else?
Yeah, I was actually looking at the world records for other kind of sex things. The longest time masturbating is 9 hours, 58 minutes.
Fuck off. I think I've beat that.
Oh.
Really?
I feel like, have we not all?
9 hours?
What do you mean? Like, I've cummed probably about, I'd say about 15 times in a day before.
Well, how do you feel after all that?
Wrist definitely hurts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Purple tunnel.
Is that just consistent?
But I think that's just consistent. One. Wow. That's one guy. Is that one?
Is
one
it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not a guy.
That was one time?
Yeah, for 9 hours.
For 9 hours?
The world record for most orgasms in an hour is 134.
That's not true.
No, but they have a problem. Like
how do you prove that? Who's adjudicating that?
1, 2, 3, 4. How do you?
That's the same logic as like when you sneeze, you have an orgasm. Like that doesn't count. That's somebody who jerked off. Like, aren't you?
As well, once you orgasm, like the orgasms get harder to get. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like
the second and third and fourth.
But I think like that person like has a problem. Like there's a physiological like issue. Like you know when we like saw that video of the dude or the girl.
The
like,
girl who couldn't. Yeah.
It's got to be similar to that. Where it's an issue.
It's a medical problem.
Yes. Like all the people in your line.
We've got a voicemail for.
Yes, I love these voicemails.
Is it just gonna be like clapping cheeks?
I've actually had that last week. Someone just. Sent us jerking off.
Nice.
Good. I hope this person is doing that.
Trevor, she ain't gonna let you smash.
Listen, man, this is not what I'm here for. I'm here.
I let a lot of people smash, and you would be one of the more good-looking people. So.
Well,
thank you very much. Very nice thing. But this is unfortunately a professional show, and I'm not here to make
plug talk.
Yeah.
Skip to the next one.
Yeah, this is not.
It just
that
cuts
show.
Into me like blowing you both. No. All of you, even the cameraman getting involved.
Do we have an ad read? Blah blah blah. Yeah.
You want to get into some secret sock talk?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do a sock talk here from Lisa.
Fuck yeah.
She says, my secret to attracting men is to stick my finger in my vagina and dab the side of my neck for the scent.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it like pheromones? I've never heard of that. Maybe I should do that. I don't know, though. I don't know how fresh mine is. Like someone's like fishmonger.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
What if somebody smelled their homie? Look. Kevin, I have a question. If there was a large sum of money for you to box a certain person, who we know,
right?
Would you box that person?
No, I'm a lover, not here.
$5 million.
Wow. Oh yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
What about a scene with her?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. That would.
The scene with her would break the internet.
I have a scene with her.
Recent? As of recently?
No.
I'm saying since there's been
have you seen them like fights on Pornhub where they're like in a ring and they're like fingering each other?
Yes,
we could do something maybe similar to that.
Yeah, I want to be a referee for that.
Hell yeah!
Tap out. You actually keep going.
You'll be the adjudicator.
Yeah, I see those, and every time I think it's gonna end differently, it's not. I'm like, let her go. This is mean.
Yeah, it seems horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, and then when it's two girls, the lesbians, and like the loser gets pegged, I'm like, dude, this is. Imagine getting your ass beat and pegged.
But that's literally what people like. Fun. No.
Well, yeah, yeah, but
yeah, I was gonna.
But
say.
To them, I mean, that's why they're doing it. They're not doing it to get like a championship next to Dana White. They're just doing it.
Yeah,
because.
Yeah, I would do something like that.
That'd be fun. Both of you guys wearing boxing and just fucking shove it in there.
Yeah, like the fisting gloves.
Yeah, the fisting gloves.
Yeah. What's the craziest sex toy you own?
What?
A weed whacker.
Because Riley Reed sent us, or at least myself, a Four Loko collab where one end is a fist and then the other end is a handle for a Four Loko in it.
I have like a cone that's like about this big and like this thick.
Like a traffic cone?
Yeah.
Like
parking spots?
Yeah.
And you sit on it? You yell?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, little orange traffic cone.
Damn. You have a queef out of it and it goes a really loud sound?
Sounds like a shofar.
Wow, this is a dumb question. Is it for
It's a sex toy that like is from a sex shop. Like it's like a silicone thing.
Traffic.
Silicone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you at with like relationships?
Relationship. I just don't date.
Yourself?
Yeah. Don't date. Don't go there.
Okay. Have you since you started? Like the journey?
No. But the thing is as well, like every date I go on, I can't help but like fuck them on the first date. So then like it never really ends in a second date.
Right. Mm. Why do you think it doesn't end in a second date? I feel like it would definitely end in that would produce more dates, no?
You know, I'm quite picky as well. Cause like I like to fuck them first because then you get to know like if they're good at it or not. Cause like sex is such a huge part of a relationship for me.
So what do you think that you could like train somebody? Like they're like, all right, you're fine, but I feel like there's room where I could like give you some pointers type thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And then there's the level where you like, yo, this is awful. Like I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the
also knock. Sometimes I'll have sex with someone and be like, that was so unattractive, like I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so you're just like having a couple years.
Yeah.
And then maybe past
I'm grafting,
that.
Working.
Yeah.
So.
And then maybe past that, you're like, maybe I need a boyfriend or a husband or a.
Yeah, maybe in like five, 10 years.
5, 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is it, you think like you're going to be like with a man or a woman or you just haven't decided yet?
Either or. Yeah.
Cool. Is that what it is?
It's similar to that. I have the black one, there.
We know that you have a black one.
Yeah. It's similar to like that one on the left. Yeah, that one.
What?
That one?
It's actually from that place.
Is it the XL or the L?
I got a lot. It is quite big. Like it's generally like that though.
Like they couldn't have made it any other color. They went candy.
No, but that's
corn,
the whole point.
Cone.
Like you want a traffic cone. Yeah. Cause next you wear time, your high bits.
Dude, I'm gonna keep that in my car. And then if a cop's like, hey man, you can't park here, I'll be like, oh yeah, pull out of my ass, put
that's
it on the ground.
Insane. That's for cumstruction. Hi. What's up, dude?
You're high.
Okay. Let's do a secret sock, which is an anonymous confession from our fans.
So
I used to jerk off to my parents' sex tape unknowingly.
Good.
First of all, unknowingly is crazy. What do you mean unknowingly?
Unknowing it was their parents.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, oh my God, that would fuck you up so much, wouldn't it? Like give you so much trauma.
Or the opposite.
Huh? That mustache is really
bring your family bond in like even more in.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is so
but
fun.
Like when would you realize?
Oh, good pussy.
The worst would be
I'm
like,
guessing it had no face in it. That's how they Yeah. Oh my God, no.
But like, imagine that post no regret. You finish and then the guy's like, hell yeah, Debbie. And he's like, Debbie?
My mom's name Debbie.
I wonder when they got to the point, had they watched it repeatedly, do you think?
It sounded like they did.
It sounded like they had. Do you reckon they were just like, yeah, their parents were like, dude, like what you got in that like VR tape?
You know, like, and I'm not backing this at all, but in the younger days, you'll do anything to find porn. There was like 3 spots around the house where I knew I could find tits. National Geographic, and then my sister has a magazine that had some like animated tits in there. So like maybe
how old are you?
At the time? 9.
Was like Pornhub not a thing when you were 9?
Yeah, but sometimes not like tits where they're not supposed to be tits is even hotter.
So
because you go to the website, you type in like tits and it's there.
Yeah.
But this would be like page 82 or 83, I forget, in the National Geographic.
Couldn't agree more, actually.
You have a book on like Dora the Explorer, you know what I mean?
Whoa, okay. All right.
Lily, when did you like start watching porn?
Probably watched porn first when I was like 11.
And was it like Pornhub that you?
Yeah. I thought it was really scary at the start though.
Because
it's like, what? It looks like they're in pain. And like, it was like, oh my God, what is going on here? Especially when you don't know. And it's just like, oh my God. I didn't realize as well, like guys had cocks.
What did you say?
Like, I didn't realize guys had cocks. I also thought like they would have something similar to what I had down there.
Yeah.
And so then like, when you see these, especially on Pornhub, obviously, these massive black cocks, and you're like...
So you just assumed your dad had a vagina this whole time?
Well, I don't know. I guess as well, like, if I see my brother, it would be like, sorry to out him, but like, you know, like, he's a child, so it'd be like this big. So you just thought like, oh, they've only got these little things.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you go on Pornhub and these like really oiled
up, there's no
big,
like... There needs to be an intermediate one where you're like, are you curious?
Yeah.
Hub.
Maybe something...
You know, YouTube has a kid version? Pornhub needs a fucking not.
Say what you're gonna say.
Pornhub needs like an amateur.
It needs like an educational, like
we've
been saying this for years, dude.
Yeah,
we need an actual educational video.
Maybe that's like something I need to hop on.
Yeah,
educational thing.
I mean, where can people find anything? Where what are the links, the sites? What can we plug here?
Oh, that's sweet. Just Lily Phillips. I'm on OnlyFans, Pornhub. Search me up, you will find me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, did thank it. You for coming on.
Yeah, this has been
a highly requested episode. No, thanks for having me.
Any final words?
Any final words?
Affirmations.
Yeah. Any affirmations. Stay hard.
Yes.
That's fire. I love that.
There's a 75-year-old guy watching. I'm like, thank you.
Well, guys, that's the episode, man. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you need an extra episode, drops every Friday, patreon.com/stiffsockspod, ad free. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blast on a tour. That is it. Big old dick.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.